The last point that we had covered was the machlokes between the Rambam and the Balei HaTosos generally about whether the mitzvah of shofar is skia shofar or shmias ha-shofar. We know that the Rambam and the Smag differed on the point. Rabbeinu Tam did as well. The Rav, I should just tell you, was convinced that even though Rabbeinu Tam's Nusach HaBracha reflected the idea that there was a mitzvah skia al skia shofar, the Rav was just couldn't believe that Rabbeinu Tam actually thought that. So he said that the bracha may reflect the Maisa mitzvah, there is its key involved, but that even Rabbeinu Tam was moda that Shmiya was really the kiyum. Okay, but you know that's already more speculative, to be honest. And the Smag and the Balei HaTosos in general took a different view than the Rambam. Now, again, we noted that for the Rambam, it is interesting, you know, because shofar is so heavily influenced by Chatzotzros. Amongst other things, we'll get to Yovel in a second. That further there, the Rambam says the mitzvah is tkia, not just in the context of Yom Simchaschem u'Moadechem. That's obvious; it should be tkia. But even in the context of V'chisavo Melchama Biartzechem Alatzar Hatzorer Eschem, there it said V'harayosem Achatzotzros, and the mitzvah d'araisa says Lizok u'Laria. And yet the Rambam says for mitzvahs paskin that the mitzvah was actually tkia. Tkia is Chatzotzros be'ez tzara. So the Rambam certainly has a model of tekiah. But you don't even have to look to the Chatzotzros for that in the Rambam. Here we, of course, have the famous issue of Yovel versus Shofar. So again, the Mishnah said, Shava, Shofar shall Yovel Rosh Hashanah, tekiah the Brachos, that there's a basic Zera Shava that we operate with when it comes to Yovel and Rosh Hashanah. That is Nifsak LaHalacha in the Rambam. There are different Shitos, both in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda, who rejects the Zera Shava, the Rabbanan who accept the Gzeirah Shava. It starts out being that Yovel will be the dominant theme, and therefore Shofar Shal Rosh Hashanah Shal Yal Pashat. By the time that we're done with all of it, you actually are using Zecharim Kefufin for both, so Rosh Hashanah gets the upper hand in the Gzeirah Shava. If this is seems somewhat elusive right now, it will all be clarified in just a matter of days in the Rambam Chabura. Let's take a look at the Rambam Sefer Mitzvos Kuf Lamed Zayin. Now, Ben Ashar, we're covering so many of the mitzvos, it's just, we're doing it in a conceptual way, but nobody should convince you that, conceptual approaches have to necessarily sacrifice bekiyas. It's just not, in order, but, okay. So, Ephraim, take it away. Hishetzivanu.
Hishetzivanu
Litkoa. Do what? Litkoa. All right, so already mitzvos tekiya. Hold on, Litkoa, but what are we being tokeya on?
Sorry,
Tishrei. Oh, well, I don't mean the date, but what instrument?
Shofar.
Oh, tkia b'shofar. Okay, so even the Rambam had that model, but just not on Rosh Hashanah. Be'asara mitishrei.
Mishana zu, l'kro dror l'avadim, l'atzid kol ha'ed ivri l'cheiros, yom asir mitishrei.
Now here it's really interesting. The Rambam is avoiding using which expression? Exactly. So very often, and this is what we noted between the Koseres and the Sefer HaMitzvos, when the Rambam calls it Rosh Hashanah versus Echad B'Tishrei, seems completely insignificant, right? That seems like, what difference does it make? But it's actually critically significant. Never overlook even the smallest detail in Rambam. Why would it be significant? The more you emphasize exactly the Chodesh HaShvi component, the more you're going to militate in the direction of what's good for the goose. And the goose and the gander here being Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, right? So the Rambam playing down Yom Kippur.
This is a Hashava Saveda announcement. There was an Invisalign that was found. It is now in the nurse's office. It's about $2,000 out of your parents' pocket. So please, if you're missing your Invisalign, please come to the nurse's office.
This is
a
Hashava
Saveda. Wow. Okay. So Latzeis Kol Avediv the Cheres Biyom Asir Mitishrei. According to my count, that's the second time the Rambam used that expression. Not Yom Kippur, but Yom Asir Mitishrei. Vu Amaro Yisala V'Avarta Shofar Tura.
Gomer V'Amar Kraf Tura.
So the Rambam's tipping his hand that he does paskin like that Zera Shava. Okay.
Right,
so the Rambam here is addressing a question that He didn't actually ask explicitly, but implicitly. He says, oh, wait a second. If I really paskin that this gzeirah shava between Yovel and Rosh Hashanah, shava Yovel the Rosh Hashanah, let's kiyo lebrachos, then you have a major question on me, not so much on the smog, but you have a major question on me, which is that if the gzeirah shava really maintains, and I'm going out of my way to play up the gzeirah shava by saying echad b'tishrei v'asiri b'tishrei, then what are you going to nail me on, the Rosh Hashanah, the Rambam says? So tkia and shmia. We said for the Rambam, of course, that the mitzvah of shofar on Rosh Hashanah is a mitzvah of shmia. So how is he going to explain that? So what did the Rambam say? That the reason that the nature of the mitzvah is different, even if the, you know, maisa is totally the same, that's kiyo lebrachos, why is the nature of the mitzvah different? Why is the kiyam on Rosh Hashanah a kiyam shmia and the kiyam on Yovel, Yom Asiri Mitishrei B'Yovel, why does it have to be a tzkiyah? The Rambam said it explicitly here. So Chanan, what did he say? That the nature is different because when you're blowing the shofar on the 10th day of the month of Tishrei in the Yovel year, what's the point? He uses one word, hachraza, right? It's an active declaration. So what sounds like more like a declaration, a tzkiyah or a shmiyah? A tzkiyah is a nonverbal declaration, right? You're making an announcement, dehainu, ukratim teror ba'aretz l'chol yoshva, and here he's focused on the cheros avadim, but the truth is it applies to hachzaros sados, right? And he says, but the nature of the mitzvah in Rosh Hashanah, of course, is different, because he says it here. What's the nature of the mitzvah in Rosh Hashanah? Zikaron lifnei Hashem. Okay, now this is really important because it absolutely establishes why Rosh Hashanah and Yovel would be different. But when you go back to Chatzotros, now Hadra Kush L'Duchta, and we'll leave it here. But what's the issue with Chatzotros? The Torah says in both places, even though the Rambam paskins there, the mitzvah is clearly mitzvah tzkiyah. There, what does the Torah say in both cases? V'nizkartem lifnei Hashem elkechem good Ephraim v'noshatem evreichem. And what about in the context of the karbanos? V'ayulacham lezikaron lifnei elokechem ani Hashem elokechem. So if it's really an inyan of zikaron that explains the shmiyah, so what do you do with chatzotzros? Okay, so we'll have to pick it up there, God willing, tomorrow.